So since life is a fractal storyline, what I'm getting ready to say, I wouldn't be surprised if two or three people might agree with me. Do you ever feel like you're surrounded by enemies? And the only thing restraining them is the law? And the answer is probably yes, because the unsaved, even the religious unsaved, they're run by the old Adamic nature. Doesn't matter if there are neighbors across the street, to your right, to your left. I've had many jobs where they try to get you fired, they try to defame and lie about you. Raised around people, rent the people who you rent somebody to help them because they ain't got nowhere to live, and then they get mad at you because you hold them accountable to paying the rent. You become the enemy, even though you're helping them. Providing for them. It could be an enemy in your own house. That's the worst kind of enemy. I got a lot of enemies, you know, online enemies. They'll take your image and put it on a website that you've never been to. Doctor it up and all that stuff and lie about you, make up fake reality. And people believe it, you know. People believe the lies. The reason people believe lies is because they want to. They want to believe the lie. That's why nobody runs to the truth, because everybody's in lies. You've been gaslighted your whole life. And think about it, when you marry that narcissist or that Jezebel or that whatever, all the red flags were there, but we wanted to believe the lie. All the red flags, once there's one pattern, it's started somewhere. If you see a pattern, it's started somewhere. It's always been there, to be honest with you. It's kind of like Cain and Abel. When Cain said, Abel, come out here in the woods. I got something to show you. Come out here in the field. We'll show you something. He already knew the character of his brother. I think Abel was a prophet, but he missed that one because it was his brother. He wanted to believe his brother had good intentions, but his own brother killed him. I'm sure his mom and dad made little comments while he was growing up. Be careful around Cain. They might not have said something like, watch your back, but they would have gave Abel some hints about Cain, but it had to happen because it was script. It was scripted. Jesus didn't go to the cross because of them. It was written. He went to the cross because he planned it before the foundation of the world. It was scripted. The Pharisees didn't put him on the cross because you saw what happened. They tried to take him and he withdrew himself. He drew himself out of their script. Jesus paid it all. It is finished. So you can withdraw yourself when you see the sharks gathering, or the goats gathering around you, or the snakes crawling up around you, the serpents, the sharks, the goats, the evil eye, the evil people, gossiping, backbiting, lying, trying to catch you in something, trying to put you under total legalism, which they can't even keep, but they want to put you under law because they're trying to make you look bad. Why do you think the government, why do you think everything's under law down here? Nobody can keep the law. Why would God tell you in Romans 13 to honor the law, the leaders, those in a power, even though you're free from them, you give honor to whom honor is due, right? Why would God put Romans 13 in there? Because it's designed to frustrate you. You can't be good enough you can't keep the law. You're going to sin. And so when you get frustrated and you say, Lord, I sin. Save me. Help me. I can't stop sinning. And he saves you. And you look at other people who don't cry out. They blame others. And they end up burning in hell forever. Because they didn't listen to the... I mean, down here in the natural, there's a law. The law of gravity. The blue letter law. You're under a blue sky because it's under law. The flesh is nothing but sin. It's under law. So, even after you get saved, if you go take a wrong path that you shouldn't be going down, and you already know it when you do it, God has to discipline you and correct you. If you believe the lie instead of the Bible, so let's say some Jezebel comes up to you, and if it's the women can flip it. The women can flip it over to if some evil man comes up to you. But anyway, let's say there's a man and some Jezebel comes up to you and you're going about your business. And she says, can I stay with you? My husband beat me. Or my husband's, he might not have beat me. He's abusive. He's mean. She's setting a trap. She's trying to get you against him. She's trying to use your power against his power. She's trying to usurp her home. And she wants you to go to jail. Pay $1 million. What's that lawsuit where they can sue for $1 million or something? If they broke up. If it was a stable marriage and they broke it up. They're trying to sue you. They're trying to pull you in. And the man's probably in on it. Because he's probably already an Ahab. And she's probably convinced him, oh, this is okay. We can get rich doing this. I wouldn't be surprised if Ahab was in on it. But even if he wasn't, she's trying to destroy you. And the same women can flip it around. And you know what I'm talking about. You have your own... You've been fooled and tricked by people yourself. You already know the game from the woman's perspective. I'm just giving you the man's perspective. They always wanting to vampire off of somebody. Because think about it. Jezebel's spirit is demonic. The Jezebel spirit is bad. Is narcissism to the hilt. If you're always entertaining a Jezebel, you might have some rebellion in you that God has to use. God, see, look, if you're entertaining a narcissist and you think they're going to change, maybe there's some rebellion in you that God is allowing that narcissist to cut out. See, you might not wake up. I know that was true with me. Somebody would say something. Some female, some woman, she would say something. And in my mind, I said, that ain't right. That don't line up with scripture. And then I would believe her, because she looked good, she was nice, she was sweet, she talked a good talk. I would believe her words over the Bible. You might end up marrying one of them. But you knew something wasn't right. Let's say they were trying to promote false doctrine of some kind. But she looked like she was sincere, and you think you can save her, which is idolatry in itself. You're trying to be Jesus for somebody. So you're trying to get her right, thinking you can fix her, but you can't. You saw false, but you married her anyway. You saw false doctrine, but you married her anyway. You thought you could rehabilitate, save them, fix them. Idolatry, sorcery, witchcraft. You're trying to be God in somebody's life. You can't do it. And so if you have some kind of rebellion or idolatry, trying to be a savior complex or whatever, and that usually goes back to your childhood, trying to save a parent or somebody who's an alcoholic or drug head or something. And so you're trying to save somebody from a childhood, and you start to apply it in your adulthood and don't even know why you're doing it. You're running on a program. It's a program. And God has to break and cut those programs out. And so the reason the narcissist got in is because you believe the narcissist's words over the Bible. You saw the red flags, but you believe the narc over the Bible. It says don't walk with the scorner, don't stand with the scorner, and don't sit with the scorner. So when you're walking with the scorner, and she's talking contrary to the scripture, but she looks good, and you keep walking with her, and then you stand and talk to her, and then you sit down with her, then you end up marrying her. You didn't follow Psalms chapter, I think it's Psalms 1:1 maybe. I don't know. It's in the Psalms. But you put a human over the scripture because you believed a lie. That's what I'm saying. The reason God allows this stuff is because you would rather believe the lie. Let me say it again. We would rather believe the lie than believe the truth. And so as we get to the point where we've been burned so many times, we start to say, wait a minute, I'm going to trust God's word over any human, any institution, any salesman, any ad, any promise that's of the earth plane. Any doctor, any nurse, I'll give you an example. So I started cutting back carbs a lot and just went pretty much meat and oil. And it started messing with because I was listening to Doug. And don't get me wrong, I think he's what a great, great teacher about medicine. He's not a medical doctor. He's a chiropractor. But they say cut back carbs. Well, you need some... If you need to do it for 30 days or something, yeah, it might be good for you. But you need some vegetables for that fiber, you know. I found that out. And so I don't even believe any doctors online, even the best doctors. And any preacher that is supposed to be the greatest preacher, and I'm putting a playlist of, I'm trying, the fifth one, I've started it already, the fifth one I haven't figured out which one, who I'm going to put up there. But even a preacher, you have to question if they're telling the truth. You have to use the scripture. When I do decode, I line it up with scripture. If I look at the letters of the alphabet and it don't line up with the scripture, I throw it out. That's why when I say A goes back to the bullock, what is the bullock? The blood sacrifice. And if you take the holographic view of the letter A, it's first, it's primary. The blood, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. It all fits. It's a holographic perspective. And I don't even expect people to see it unless the Holy Spirit shows it. I'm not even going to try to push it on anybody anymore. I'm just let them figure it out on their own. Because even then, so you have your unsaved enemies around you. Neighbors, cross street, bloodline, everybody's trying to destroy you. They don't even know. They think it's normal. They think win lose is normal. I dated this girl one time. I said everything's a win win. She said what? Everything's win lose. I said I got to get out of here. I knew I was dealing with an unsaved. Pretty much somebody who's rejected the truth because she couldn't hear what I was saying at all. She didn't even want to hear it. So I just had to get out of that situation. So you got enemies all around you. So don't fret. God will sustain you. Look at all the prophets of old. Look at Elijah. He was fighting against the king of Israel, who was submitting to Jezebel, and she had 450 false prophets attacking him. And so you have that online. The 1,000 points of light that they talk about is 1,000 lies, Lucifer. Solomon had 1,000 concubines and he went into idolatry. So these 1,000 points of light are trying to pull you into idolatry. And have you ever noticed YouTube captions are getting more and more interesting? If the algorithm sees you interested in something, it's going to try to draw you in more and more and more. And the people telling the truth have less views than the people telling these big lies. Like the mathematicians now. What is consciousness? What is consciousness? Well, the Bible told you. The Bible told you 6,000 years ago, not 2.5 billion years ago, 6,000 years ago. The Bible told you in Genesis chapter 3. The Bible told you that 6,000 years ago, the truth was already revealed. What is consciousness? God breathed into man. Ezekiel, the dry bones, God can breathe it in. These scientists are ridiculous. The truth is right there in the Bible and they reject it. And the gurus, they're ridiculous. I think they get closer than the scientists, though. I'm starting to think the gurus are better than the scientists. Scientists usually turn out to be atheists. At least the gurus believe some kind of God. Whether it's a blue God or some kind. At least they're moving towards the supernatural instead of the natural. What's the gist of the matter? What am I trying to say? I gotta go get me some food. I went jogging around a block a couple times. The gist of the matter is, if you got enemies in your own house, if you got enemies across the street, if you got enemies to your left, to your right, don't be surprised, because the whole world, who told you? Who told you that the world would love truth? No, the Bible says the world hates truth. Don't be surprised. The world hates the truth. Your in-laws, your outlaws, your... some of your denominations that are just, if a denomination says, oh, you can lose your salvation, you better run. You can lose your salvation, you better run. If you're saved and you do bad continually and do wrong continually, guess what? God's going to take you out early. Not going to lose your salvation, but God's going to take you out. He scourges every son he receives. The devil doesn't scourge his people because he wants them to burn in hell. It's like a bad parent. The devil's a bad parent. He wants you to live it up. Drink till you can't drink anymore. Cirrhosis of the liver. Believe any lie that they try to put out there. I just pulled up to this. I'm trying to get some food. Now check this out. This is how the Matrix works. So I just pulled up to this restaurant and there's nobody here. So I say, okay, I'll go in and get out. And I was getting ready to end the talk, you know. And as soon as I pulled up, somebody out of the bushes just walks out, goes in, and goes into business. My point, there's always a hindrance in life, so don't give up. It makes you stronger. It's part of the Matrix program. The flesh always persecutes the spirit, always, no matter where you go.